بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most beloved of places in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are the masajid, and the most hated of places in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are the marketplaces. So the best place in the sight of Allah, the most beloved places, ahab means most beloved, Allah loves it the most. Which place? The masjid. And abghad means the most hated, most disliked place in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the bazaars, the marketplaces. The ulama explain why is that this bilad, this place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most is the masjid. Because the masjid is a place wherein the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, obedience of Allah Pak, worship of Allah Ta'ala, zikr is taking place, tilawat of Quran is taking place, salat is taking place, dua is taking place. So all these various things are taking place in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself also is beloved. And one hadith it comes that the houses, the masajid, they shine out onto the heavens like how the stars, they shine out onto the earth. When it's dark night, you can see how the stars are shining out. They're glittering. You look at it, it's so beautiful. So the occupants of the heavens, they see the stars like how the occupants of the earth. So the occupants of the heavens, they see the masajid like how the occupants of the earth, they see the stars. So beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has illuminated the masajid. So the masajid are the best places. And why the bazaars are the worst places is because in it takes place all types of deceiving, cheating. Sometimes person is involved in interest. And also, if person is not involved in these gunas, then it is generally the place where the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take place. A person's mind is more interested in his money, in his wealth, in his accounts, in talking to his accountant. There's that. So the various things that are going place in the bazaar generally are not in keeping with the constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of that, and often it happens, people make promises, people make oaths, or sometimes people market a product in such a way that it's the best product in the world, wherein he himself knows that it's not the best product. So many different things are taking place in the marketplaces. So therefore, now this place becomes the most disliked place in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن سليمان وعن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه من قوله قال لا تكونن إن استطعت أول من يدخل السوق ولا آخر من يخرج منها فإنها معركة الشيطان وبها ينسب رأيته. رواه مسلم. ورواه البرقاني في صحيح عن سلمان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكون أول من يدخل السوق ولا آخر من يخرج منها فيها بعض الشيطان وفرخ. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it is at all possible for you, do not be the first to enter the marketplace, nor the last to leave it, because it is the battleground of shaitan, and the place where he hoists his flag. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is, if it is at all possible, you don't be the first person to go to that place, and you don't be the last person to come out of the marketplace. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is explaining, because it is where shaitan lays his, it is the place where it is the battleground of shaitan and a place where he hoists its flag. After this next part of the hadith we'll explain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, do not be the first to enter the marketplace, nor the last to leave it, because this is where shaitan lays his eggs and where they hatch. So what is meant by this hadith is that do not be the first to enter, do not be the last. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, don't spend too much of time in the bazaar. Spend how much time you need. And even from a financial perspective, we only look at it, forget from the Islamic perspective, just from a financial perspective, a person is intelligent in the way he spends time in the marketplace, the bazaar, etc. He'll end up saving so much of money. Because the more a person is spending time there, the more he ends up spending. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us, generally from an Islamic Shari perspective, this is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us, that when a person spends too much of time there, he's spending time in this place where the ghaflat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. Now what is meant by shaitan hoisting his flag there? What it means, this is the sultanate of shaitan. Now when a person is in battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is a battleground, and when a person is in battle, then when they are victorious or they want to mark the territory, that this is where we are based, this is our territory. Then normally it is marked with a flag to say that this is where we are. So Shaitan is hoisting his flag, meaning showing that this is his sultanate, this is his ground, this is his territory. So now when you're walking there, understand that you're walking into Shaitan's territory, Shaitan's ground. Like how you don't like to walk into the territory of your enemy, like that don't like to walk in the territory of Shaitan. If you have to go, go for what you need and come out immediately. The next part of this hadith also so beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not be the first to enter the marketplace, nor be the last to leave it, because it is where Shaitan lays his eggs and where they hatch. Ulama explained that if you look at a hen that lays eggs, and it sits on the eggs until it hatches, that hen just sits there, all focus is on those eggs. It doesn't go this way, it doesn't go that way, it doesn't leave. So in other words, Shaitan's like that in the marketplace. When he's there, he's continuously watching to see how he can disrupt the thoughts of people, the mind of people, how he can put his agenda forward, and how he can pursue himself, like how that hen that is sitting on those eggs doesn't move. He's just looking from this side to that side. Is there any harm coming? Right until the time that those chicks or those eggs hatch into chicks, then also that the hen is very careful of all those chicks around it. So like that, Shaitan is operating in the marketplaces. So don't unnecessarily go and spend extra time in the marketplaces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you want to spend extra time, go and spend it in the best place in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the masajid. And if you have to spend and go into the bazaar, spend minimum time as possible. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.